Okay, open your mind, 2020. So, when we make wine, I personally think that if you've got the end goal in mind too much, it becomes dangerous because when you look at it, each year our philosophy is we don't look at the end product. We look at the grapes for that year. We look at the timing. We look at the environment, what's happening at that very present moment, and we handle the grapes accordingly. Does not matter the outcome. So when these grapes came in, this is from a vineyard up in the mountain. A vineyard is called Batwai. So it's Cabernet Sauvignon that grows 800 meters above sea level. And according to the Cabernet experts, when I started working with those grapes, impossible to make good cab from that area because Cabernet's big thing is green flavors. It's tannins that doesn't ripe optimally, if there's a word like that, and it gives a harsh green flavor. They call it pyrazines. It's like, tastes like freshly cut grass, green pepper, and things like that. And that's not nice to have that with tannin and a big structured wine. So that was the big thing that everybody had against the vineyard there. That's why I called it Batwai. But why would someone plant Cabernet so high up in the mountain? And then after I started working with this grapes, it wasn't green. And I've got a very good friend now, but a viticulturist that worked for us on a consultancy basis, Jaco Engelbrecht. So I took Jaco up there, and Jaco said, but that makes perfect sense because if you stand up here in winter, you could see the snow on the mountain, but the intensity of the sunlight's massive. You can feel it burning on your skin, but the temperature is super low. And so what you get up on that mountain, which people didn't realize, is you get the intensity of the sunlight and the temperatures that's very low. So what happens is the sugar accumulation is slow in the grape itself because of the temperature. But the sunlight's so intense that it ripens the green flavors, the tannins, the pyrazines in the grapes to its fullest extent. Because you get hang time, because the sugar picks up slowly, the time that the grape spends on the vine is so much longer that, and then in that intense sunlight, you get rid of all those green flavors. So in my mind, probably the best place to plant Cabernet. And in 2020, obviously, harvest, we all know, a lockdown came. And then we were very worried because the government at that stage in South Africa told us that they're going to have a complete lockdown. No one is allowed to go to work. I had a whole cellar full of grapes. We're not going to be able to buy alcohol. We're not going to be able to sell alcohol. And we had to stay home. So we looked at the cellar and we said, okay, everything that we have that we can press into barrel, we have to press now. So we started pressing grapes to barrel. But there was our last vineyard, the Batwai vineyard, was still hanging. And I arranged the picking to be done. So on lockdown, the day of lockdown, we received these grapes from Batwai. I realized that I'm not going to make a Batwai this year because it was an early pick. Because of lockdown, and we look at these grapes and said, okay, we've got a wine that we call Open Your Mind. And Open Your Mind, basically what we do is when we pick these grapes, we take the bunches off, the whole bunches, we put it into a little French oak barrel. So you know those barrels that you age wine in? We take the head off the barrel. So we take one of the sides off, you turn it onto the other side, and you've got a little small tank. So we put the whole bunches of grapes in there with the stems, everything. Then we ferment it. When it's done with fermentation, we basically put something into the grapes and we pump the juice out, so only the skins and the stems remain in the barrel. Then we put the head, the top of the barrel, back into it. We knock the sides in so the barrel is whole again. We turn it to its side, and then we put the wine back into the barrel and we fill it up to the top. Then we leave that component for 2 years like that. So there's whole bunches of grapes in a barrel for 2 years. That wine we make one barrel of called Open Your Mind. But this year, because of the whole COVID thing, we put the rest of the grapes into similar vessels and also whole bunches, but we covered those containers with sort of a plastic, so like we pallet wrap, that same plastic that you cover pallets with. And we just said, okay, we're going to leave this because we can't punch down, we can't mix it during the making of the wine, which is because we're not allowed to come to work. So that was the thing. So we just left these components, all whole bunches, and it fermented like that. Later on, the government changed the rules and said, we agriculture, we can go back to work. But then we said, we've got this whole system design, we're going to just leave it. So Open Your Mind is whole bunch fermented Cabernet Sauvignon from 750 meters above sea level. The grapes that went to Batwai, everything into Open Your Mind. You look at the label, the wine is radical. It's not going to be for everyone, but the label says it all. Me and my brother, back in the day, that's like 25 years ago, we traveled the Philippines and we made a surf movie. And my brother's a filmmaker now, but that was the first time we bought a video camera in Kuala Lumpur and we started filming ourselves traveling through the north from Manila in the Philippines to the very south to Siargao. And it took us 2 months and we made this surf movie of how we surfed all these remote spots. Then we went to the Indonesia, filmed there as well a year later, and then my brother made this movie called Open Your Mind. And that is the cover of the movie that he designed, with the alien with this thumbs up. That's why in the one corner it says, and they became addicted to the suck of gravity. It's got nothing to do with the wine, but I used that on the back label. You'll see a wine made by Peter Walser and label designed by my brother Zafer Walser.